Friends, the 22nd chapter of the Gospel of Matthew ends with Jesus' last confrontation with the Israelite Pharisees. They had tried to trick him to say something wrong about the law of Moses or the Ten Commandments in front of the crowds. He gladly summarized the meaning of the Ten Commandments as total love to God and self-giving love to other people. He asserted that love to God and self-giving love to others represents the foundation of all scriptures. So, in the presence of the crowds, they had to publicly recognize him as the promised Messiah, the Son of David. The 23rd chapter of Matthew begins by Jesus' solemn advice to the crowds and to his disciples to follow higher moral standards than the Pharisees and the teachers of the law of Moses. He said, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. So do and observe whatever they tell you, but not the works they do. For they preach, but do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger." Friends, the scribes were a special class of the Pharisees who copied the scriptures and provided interpretations of the laws given to Moses. They claimed expert authority and the right to tell people how to understand and apply those laws. At the same time, they did not live the way they taught others to live. Jesus exposed their hypocrisy. He continued to warn the crowds about the self-seeking hypocrisy of those religious leaders. He said, "They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long, and they love the place of honor at feasts and the best seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the marketplaces, and being called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And call no man your father on earth, for you have one Father who is in heaven. Neither be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Christ, or the Messiah. The greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." Friends, Jesus addressed these words specifically to his disciples. Clearly, the main concern of the Pharisees and scribes was for their own image. It was all about themselves. The scribes enjoyed being called rabbi or teacher. They exalted themselves and lorded it over the people, expecting them to obey their religious edicts. They demanded public prominence, prestige, and influence. Jesus the Messiah alerted the apostles and other disciples that they were not to follow the attitudes and lifestyles of the scribes and the Pharisees. Instead, they were to follow his example of humility and self-giving service. He not only taught humble service, but also lived it in their midst. In the 20th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, when his apostles fell into selfishly seeking position and honor, he said to them, "It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Hallelujah.